morning.
Okay, welcome to the pre-Shavuos, I don't know if I could say Memorial Day shir. It has to be Memorial Day. I know a lot of people are traveling, so Baruch Hashem, not everyone is traveling. So that is a gratifying event. We're going to speak today, Be'ezus Hashem, about the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. There's a mitzvah to be Mesameach, to be Besimchan Yontif. What's the nature of that mitzvah? The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, that Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shmoinis Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, including, of course, Shmini Atzeres, Im Shar Yomim Toivim. What does the Rambam mean, Im Shar Yomim Toivim? What do we have left? Shavuos is Yom Tiv. Only one day Shavuos. The Rambam's talking about the Raisa. Obviously, we have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you see, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. An interesting note, and maybe we're going to touch on it again. And also, Yom Kippur. We'll see, Yom Kippur, there's also a mitzvah of Simcha. But it's clear from the Rambam that the Rambam at least includes Rosh Hashanah, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha. Kulam asurim behesved betainis. You can't have a hesped, and you can't have a tainis on the above days. V'chayiv odom liyos b'em someach v'toiv leiv. You are chayiv to be happy and good-hearted. Who? Ubonav v'ishtay u'bnei beisay. He and his children and his wife and also the others in his house. V'chol ha'nilvim olav. And everyone who accompanies him. Now there's a machlokes rishonim how to paskim if noshim are mechuyavos in the mitzvah of simcha. The Rambam here is not 100% clear. It could be a chiyuv on the husband to be mesameach the isha. However, the Rambam shita is, Shagas Aryeh is machzik in the shita, that there's a chiyuv on noshim to be besimcha, even though it's a mitzvah esei shazman grama. And then the Rambam says, afu pisha simcha mura kani korban shlomim, samachtav chagecha, the pasuk ends with the idea of bringing a shalmei simcha, bringing a korban. So one could argue the mitzvah of simcha is only with baser kachim. The mitzvah of simcha doesn't exist, at least min ha-Torah, if you don't have baser kachim. Says the Rambam, yesh b'chlal oisa simcha l'smoyach hu ubonav ubnei beisei kol echad v'echad karoylai. That the mitzvah of simcha min ha-Torah is lav dafka baser kachim. You can be yoitz in the mitzvah of simcha kol echad v'echad for what is right to him. The Rambam later will say, for a man, yayin, wine, there's a chiyuv to drink wine, most places would say, because the wine has alcohol content in it, women with tachshitim, with clothes, but there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam, that we have to do something on yontif that elicits and provokes simcha in us. I want to mention, we have the Rambam open. The Rambam says that if a person is mesameach, however, he does not help the aniyim, says the Rambam, it's simchas kreisa, you're not simchas mitzvah. It's a simcha of his stomach, and it's not a simcha of mitzvah. If a person eats and drinks, he has to feed the ger, the yosef, the almana, together with the other people who don't have. But if you close your door and you eat and you drink and you don't feed them, ain't a simchas mitzvah, simchas kreisa. And I saw this year, one can maybe learn the Rambam when he says simchas kreisa means you're mekayim the mitzvah, but it's simchas kreisa. It's sort of denigrating the level of the mitzvah. The Chinuch says clear that if you're not meichel v'aniyim, batal mitzvah sesei. You're mevatal the mitzvah sesei. It's interesting. If a person is sameach, and he's not Michael the Aniyim, he is Bottle the Mitzvah's essay. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of Simchas Yontif. Look in Tuf Pei Ches in the Chinuch that he concludes the halacha of giving Aniyim as part of the Mitzvah of Simcha, and if you don't do it, you're Mavachal the Mitzvah of Simcha. So the Rambam Sheet is clear that there's a Mitzvah min ha-Torah b'zman hazeh. The Gemara says that it's related to Shlomim. That's a mitzvah amuvcher, like the lashon of the Rishonim in Sukkah, Memches. That's mitzvah amuvcher with baser kachim. But if we don't have baser kachim, you can make kind of the mitzvah, everyone kiroi loy, men with wine, And then the Rambam Shita is the way the Dvar Halacha brings down, you're supposed to eat basar. Basar means basar behema. Doesn't mean basar oif, according to Ruba the Ruba Paiskim. On Yantif, you're supposed to eat meat, even though maybe you keep away from meat a whole year for health reasons, but if it's allowable on Yantif, you're supposed to eat basar behema and not basar oif. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Tosfos in Masechta Moed Katan and Daf Yudal Ramadei says that when the Gemara notes that there's no Avelus on Yontif, and the Gemara explains why is there no Avelus on Yontif? You have a contradiction of the mitzvah of Yontif and the mitzvah of Simcha. It seems the mitzvah of Simcha is Doicha, the mitzvah of Avelus. The Gemara says, "Osi esi the rabim v'dochi esi the yochid." Avelus is an esi the yochid. It's only a personal essay on the person who's a novel. Esi the rabim is for Gans Klal Yisrael. Osi esi the rabim v'dochi esi the yochid. Tosfos points out that for the Gemara, the Maskanas HaTosfos, it would seem that Simcha b'zman is as the rabbanim, because if Simcha is the raisa, let the Gemara simply say that the mitzvah's essay of Simcha min HaTorah is Doich HaVeilus, which is the Rabbana. Since the Gemara doesn't say that, but the Gemara says essay the Rabbim is Doich HaEssay the Yochid, it would seem that the mitzvah of Simcha min HaTorah is Dafke B'Shalmi Simcha. Without Shalmi Simcha, there is no mitzvah min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah in the Rabbana. HaVeilus is the Rabbana. So the Gemara says you have two mitzvahs to Rabbana. The mitzvah of the Rabbana of Simcha is the Eichel Mitzvah Rabbanan of Avelus. But there's no mitzvah of Simcha bizman hazeh min HaTorah. That is Shitas HaTais. So we have a Machlokes HaRishayim. We have Shitas HaRambam that says explicitly there's a mitzvah min HaTorah of Simcha. And then we have a Shitas HaTaisis that says that the mitzvah of Simcha bizman hazeh Rabbanan, it's not a mitzvah min HaMukher with Karchim. It's the mitzvahs with kachem. Without kachem, there's no mitzvah. When the Gemara says you drink wine bizman hazeh, or maybe eat meat, that is all midrabbanan. But the shaila is, and the Shagasari discusses it, the shikas ha-ga'onim is that avelus is the raisa. At least yom rishon, it's a shaila if the laila is nitvas with the yom, that if the p'tir is during the day, do we have avelus at night min HaTorah? But there is a form of avelus min HaTorah, whether it's the day and the night. So l'chur it's a shayla in the Gemara. If avelus is min HaTorah, so l'chura, how is it possible that simcha is doich avelus? Says the Shagasari, who forced to say, like it's mashma from the Rambam, that simcha is the rice of bizman hazeh. So here we have the two shitas, l'chura should go hand in hand. Either we're going to say that Simcha bizman hazeh min HaTorah, like the Rambam, I it says Basar Kachim is only a mitzvah min HaMufcher, so therefore the Gemara has to say the mitzvah min HaTorah of Simcha is Doicha, the mitzvah of Avelus Rabbanim, because Osei Esi the Yochid V'Dochi Esei, Osei Esi the Rambam V'Dochi Esei the Yochid, or we'll say they're both the Rabbanim, therefore the Gemara has to come and say that the Rabbim of the Rabbanim is Doich the Yochid Rabbanim. Which means, in effect, if you hold Avelus is the Raisa, you can't hold Simcha is the Rabbanim, because then you're stuck with the Shaila. If Simcha is the Rabbanim, how could Simcha Rabbanim be Doich Avelus min HaTorah? If Simcha is the Rabbanim, how could Simcha Rabbanim be Doich Avelus? So it'll come out according to this Cheshbon, you have to hold those Shitas in the hand. Simcha is min HaTorah, Avelus min HaTorah, fine. But if Simcha is the Rabbanan, then it's hard to understand. How could Simcha the Rabbanan be Doicha Avelus min HaTorah? That's the Chura Akasha. It doesn't stem with all the Paiskim. Now, I want to mention the Teretz, not so much to do with Simcha, but it's a Lumbish Teretz. We'll just say it over semi-quickly, because it's an interesting Teretz. It has to do with Avelus. Avelus is min HaTorah. Where do you learn it out from? You learn it out from Aninus. Aninus is min HaTorah. You can't eat kashim with someone's anointing. We know that with the mice of Aaron and Moshe. And therefore, Aninus is translated to Avelus. So everyone asks the kasha. The Rambam says explicitly, it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, when is Avelus chal? Avelus is chal after Kfura. An oinen, according to many Rishayim and the Rambam among them, is allowed to wash. So an oinen could wash. There's no avelus. And avelus begins after kvura. But if you learn out an avelus from aninus, shouldn't avelus start from misa? Why doesn't avelus start from misa? Avelus should start from misa, right? You learn out avelus from aninus. Aninus is a concept in a Torah. You can't eat kashim when someone's an oinen. When do you become an oinen? You become an oinen from misa. And still in all, we find that avelus is only chal after kfur, which means to say that a person who's an oval could wash himself according to kfur. Laloch lamaisa, we're machmer, but the reshitas rishayim hold there's no iser uchitza after someone loses a karav until kfur. But the makar is aninus. Aninus is chal b'shas misa, right? Shtaka shayla. Says Rabbi Kiveger in a little different form, what is an oinen potter from? An oinen is potter from all mitzvahs. He's also potter from avelus. An oinen doesn't have to have avelus. Just like an oinen is potter from krishma, he's potter from avelus. That's not Rabbi Kiveger. But frexach the shaila, an oinen is potter from mitzvahs, but an oinen is not potter from isurim. So good. He'll be potter from tefillin, but how is he over the yisur rechitza? An oinen can't eat chazer. Zok the emet bracha, and the Yecheskel says, avelus, there's no isurim by avelus. It's all mitzvahs. You have to be mesabel. You have to show that you're a novel. When you're reichitz, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of showing you're a novel. So therefore, you could argue that we find sometimes the rabbanon are oiker dover min atayra. They can be oiker mitzvahs essays. I have to explain that, but that's definitely beyond what I want to speak about. Since avelus is no isurim, it's only mitzvahs, haraya that an oinen is potter from avelus, so mele rabbanon can be oiker domina taira. Mele the mitzvah of simcha, since it's the rabbanon have a right to be oiker avelus, and the rabbanon said that the avelus is doicha, the iser of the mitzvah of simcha, the rabbanon is doicha, the mitzvah of avelus mina taira. They can't be doicha isurim, avelus is not isurim. Avelus is only a mitzvah, they have a right to be oiker the mitzvah. Okay. So what we have here is a machloikas harishayim if there's mitzvah of simcha bizman hazeh. Rambam shita is yes, shita satayis is not. Now we have another related and similar shayla. The Gemara says in Pesachin on daf ayin aleph, the Gemara says that voyisa ach samech, there's no mitzvah of simcha the first night. There's no mitzvah of simcha the first night. Now comes the shavuos, there's different minhagim. Some people have a milch kamer meal. Some people don't have a milch kamel. Some argue milch kamel on Shavuos, it's a mitzvah simcha, and basar is part of the mitzvah simcha. Therefore, some people only have four meals of fleishik. For some people, four meals of fleishik is a little too much, one after another. I saw in the Orchis Chaim, which they wrote about this Cyprus on Hogan, Chazanish had a meal that was milch, because I just don't remember which one. Whether he had the first one, maybe the first one, if you have milchiks, have the first one. Number one, you have to stay up all night, so therefore it's better to eat milchiks probably. It's easier to stay up. The Mishnah in Yuma says, HaMaychum Bevi is Hashina. You eat too much, you fall asleep, so it's lighter. And also, the mitzvah of Simcha is not min HaTorah over there, it's only min Rabbanan. The Gemara says, V'yisach Sameach, it's Mamayit the first night from Simcha. However, we have the kasha from the Gemara, the same kasha. How is it shayich that simcha is doicha avelis? And the Gemara says, why is simcha doicha avelis? Because osi esi derabim v'dochi esi yochid. At night there's no mitzvah simcha. At night there's no mitzvah simcha. Similarly, which we asked, if avelis is the raisa, we asked the kasha, if avelus is the raisa, how could simcha be doicha? So we said, maybe simcha is the raisa. We said, along the shateretz, that avelus is only mitzvahs, it's not isurim. But this is a similar kasha. You could use some of the terutzim, but this is a similar kasha. How could it be that at night we say simcha is doicha avelus? Simcha is not the raisa night. It says, v'yisa ach sameach, l'mayit lel rishim asimcha. So Reb Chaim is quoted as saying the same yisoy. The same yisoy. That just like we say the carbon is a mitzvah min hamufcher, and bizman hazeh there's a mitzvah of simcha min hatayra, because the carbon is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah, the mitzvah is kol echad kiroyloi, the same thing applies to the first night. When the Torah says v'yisach sameach, the Torah never meant to say that there's no simcha. It's just you have no chiv to eat a carbon. But often, if you had a chiv to eat a carbon, you have to be makar of a carbon erev yontif and eat the basar at night. But since there's no zvicha at night, the Gemara has a meaning that there's no simcha at night. When we say there's no simcha, the idea is that there's no simcha of basar kachim at night. But still, there is a mitzvah of simcha min ha-Torah that you're mechuyev to be mesameach kol echad karayla. See, here we have a similar vart that it's yitochin, this man is said as a mitzvah simcha during the day, minus the carbon. And at night, the same thing. The meat is only a meat in carbon, but there's still a mitzvah of simcha min ha-Torah. And if you look in Tavkuf Chav Tes, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Shagas Aryeh, that he paskins not the way he brings down the Magen Avraham. There's a mitzvah of simcha min ha-Torah the first night. Now, I have a shayla halacha l'maisa. I want to share with the Yoyla. Dayla will be mafalpo in the shayla. We all know that the mitzvah of simcha requires shtiyas yayin. How does a person come to simcha? Avadah is a simcha b'shev al tasa, that a person can't have a hespid, a person can't have a tainus. But what about, what maisa must we do on yontif to elicit simcha? There's a chiyuv to drink wine. There's a chiyuv to drink wine on yontif. I see in the newspapers they print, someone sponsors an anonymous ad, chayiv to drink wine. Very good, it's taka right, there's a chayiv to drink wine. How much you have to drink, I'm not sure. Is there a shir revius? Shir revius is a shir by kiddush, it's not a shir by mitzvah simcha. Here you have to drink maybe enough till the wine has a little impact on you to put you a little bit of simcha, possibly. But are you mechuyiv to drink during the day and the night, or only during the day? So it comes out, this lel shvuas haba leinu l'taipa. Do we have to make sure we make kiddush on wine and give wine to all the participants of the suda? Or you say, no, I'll drink tomorrow. I'm not going to drink wine tonight. Once a day is good. You don't got to drink the whole day. It's not Purim. Then you got to drink chayvadim l'vsumi adlo yadda. There's no sashchiv on shvuas. So is it that you could drink just during the day, or must you drink during the night and the day? Now, let me tell you, I find something very interesting, which will reflect a little bit on the Shiloh. There's a famous tshuva from Rabbi Kivager, Simon Aleph, spoke about it at different shiur. Somebody asked Rabbi Kivager a Shiloh, what's the halacha if you forget to say Yal V'Yavi on Yontif? Zok Rabbi Kivager, Medaf Iber Davenin, but we're talking about the Suda, you have to say Berachas HaMazon again. Why? Because the klal is, whenever you have a chiyuv to eat pas, if you forget to say Yal V'Yavi, you have to bench again. If you have no chiyuv to eat pas, like Rish Chaydish, then you don't have to bench again. Zok Rabbi Kivager, on Yontif you have a chiyuv to eat pas. But then says Rabbi Kivager, Ichov HaGrois HaChiddush. Why do you have to eat pas on Yontif? Zok Rabbi Kivager, because Yontif, there's a chiyuv kovid v'oinig similar to Shabbos. Since on Yontif, there's a chiyuv kovid v'oinig similar to Shabbos, that's mechayiv asuda, and therefore you have to eat pas. So he says, bishleim on Shabbos, noshim, women, are chayiv to eat pas, because we have zocher v'shomer, who's ever in the mitzvah of shmira, is in the mitzvah of schira, says the Ran and Kol Kislei, it means all the mitzvahs hayoyim. But when it comes to Yontif, we have no special limit to be mechayiv women in eating in kavod v'oinig. They're parted from kavod v'oinig. Therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, therefore noshim have no chiv to eat pas on Yontif. If they forget Yal V'Yavi, they don't have to bench over. Zulis lo Pesach, he says, they have to eat matzah. But other than that, so this coming Shavuos, if a woman forgets to say Yal V'Yavi, she doesn't have to bench over because she has no chiv to eat pas. Kach kosev v'rabbeinu Kivager. Now, there's a shiloh which I must mention. I have to mention, how did Rabbi Kivager learn halakas neiris? Why do you light neiris? Why do you light neiris? Why do you light neiris? The Rambam says, kovid or oinig, right? But noshim are potter from kovid oinig. They should be potter from lighting neiris. A kushan Rabbi Kivager. They should be potter to light neiris, right? Why should they be potter to light neiris? If they're potter from kovid oinig, they should be potter from lighting neiris. It's a star car in Rabbi Kivager. It needs a yisha. Oh! So I was waiting for someone to say, Vos mit Shalom Bayis. We know there's kavod and there's oinig, but there's also shalom bayis. But what does the teretz not say? I mean, the teretz is a teretz on your teretz. Mele it's not a teretz, but mele the kasha remains. What's the pshat? I ask you a question. During the week, are you allowed to have your house dark? I think so. What happened to shalom bayis? What happened to shalom bayis? You're allowed to fight during the week. Only Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't fight. Shalom bayis is not shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is a covet for Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, we're concerned about shalom bayis because if there's going to be friction in the family, it'll lack in covet. How do I get to say such a zach? Gemara says shalom bayis. I have two rayas. One raya is the Rambam doesn't mention shalom bayis bichlal in Hilchus Yom Tov or in Hilchus Shabbos. He doesn't mention shalom bayis. He just mentions covet vayne. He only mentioned shalom bayis in Hilchus Chanukah that Neiris Chanukah come after Neiris Shabbos because of shalom bayis, but Torah's hachro, which mitzvahs more chashuv. But he doesn't mention shalom bayis. And also, I found in the Mefurish in the Mordechai that you have to have shalom bayis mishum kavod Shabbos. So why the shalom bayis is kavod Shabbos? So kushan tzubin v'kiveger. Why, if you're potter from kavod va'oinig, is the halacha that noshim have to light neighbors? They should be part of lighting neighbors. However, Rabbeinu Akiva Eger says he has maybe a reason why Noshim have to eat the Suda. We mentioned at the beginning of the Shir that there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and the Rama Paskins Noshim have a mitzvah of Simcha. Noshim have a mitzvah of Simcha. No. So we found an Eitzah why Noshim have to eat, because they have the mitzvah of Simcha. However, Akiva Eger says Nishtemis. Why? And he says Eisen. He says, the mitzvah of eating can't be because of simcha. It must be because of kavod v'yayin. Harayah from chalamayin. Chalamayin, there's no mitzvah to eat pas. If you forget yavol yovah during chalamayin, you don't bench over. But there's a chiyuv of simcha chalamayin. So you see, the mechayiv of pas is not kavod v'yayin, is not simcha, but it's kavod v'yayin. So Meili comes back to the same Yesod that if Noshim forget to say Yalva Yovai on Yom Tov, they don't have to bench over because they're potter. Allah Chalamaisa, what can I tell you? Rabbi Kiveger says, who's going to be Meir of Yad against Rabbi Kiveger and have the ladies bench again? Basically. But it's Takashver from Adokas Neves.
Also, you have the Gemara that says Yain Tachshitim is Simcha. Why does the Gemara bring down Achilas?
Right. L'chura, you see, Achilas is not part of Simcha. Why does the Gemara say the opposite of Achila? However, upon further investigation, I found Mefurish Rishayim say that it's related to Simcha. It's a Russian brachis, but the Bir Alocha brings it down in Kuf, Pei, Ches. Listen to the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha that on Shabbos you have to eat because there's Karosel Shabbos Einig. Vein Einig Elva Pas. Ubetaisis Rabbein Yehuda al Brachas Isa. Yantif you have to be Pas because it says Simcha Vein Zebuloy Lechem. Says Beferish. Simcha is, and Chofetz Chaim was matikin. I can assure you, the Chofetz Chaim knew that you could say there's oinig on Yom Tov. He omitted it. Now, why he omitted it is puzzling, because the Rambam says beferish, k'shem shemitzvah lechabed la'anig is haShabbos, kein mitzvah lechabed la'anig is haYom Tov. In fact, I saw in the Tzlach, in Bayan Daf Lamed Aleph, he writes that there's no mitzvah covered by oinig on Yom Tov. And I saw once, Netzlach, I looked it up, they don't have it, somebody's matmi on him. Rambam says, a favor is the mitzvah of kavod oinig. How could the Netzlach say there's no kavod oinig? It's a kushi atzuma on Netzlach. But Lamaisa, here we have Rishayim that say that there's no mitzvah of oinig on yontif. So why do you eat? You eat simcha. Simcha is pas. Maybe we pas together with basar. Maybe bread alone is not simcha. So when the Gemara says basar, we relate it to pas also. I'm not sure. But Lamaisa, it says clearly over here that the mitzvah of Yom Tov is simcha, not oinig. And then I found a Markanisa Tava. This was worth it to come just for this. At least for me, it was worth it to just find this. I saw it in the Sefer that brought it down, I have to say the truth, but it took me 15 minutes to find it because it's buried over here. Listen to this. He says, I want to tell you, On Shabbos, when you light Neiris, say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvayso b'tzivon l'hadok ner shel Shabbos. But halokas ner yontif, don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? We do. But why don't you make a bracha? Zavudra, Zerishin. Why don't we make, why does he say you shouldn't make a bracha when you light Neiris yontif? He says Gavaldik. He says why? Because Shabbos has oinig. Yontif simcha matzanu. Oinig loy matzanu. He says, we don't find anything. He says, Mefurish on page Kufayin Gimel in the Avudrum. Okay, Lalacha, we make a bracha on Neiris because we hold there's Zaynik, or maybe we hold Neiris as Simcha. I don't know. But Lamaisa, this Musig we find. So I asked the Avudrum a Shaila. So why did he pass on Yontif? If there's no Zaynik, it must be because of Simcha. It must be because of Simcha. Now, let's get back to our original Shaila. So we have a Gevaltik Amachlaikas. We have Rishayim and say Zaynik. Rishonim who say Simcha, and there's no wine in Tzlach Nemzam for a Dover Pasad. It says V'karasa l'Shabbos Einik. It doesn't say V'karasa l'Yantav Einik. It says V'karasa l'Shabbos Einik. There's no Einik on Yantav. There's only Simcha. So now we get back to our Shaila. Halacha l'maisa. Do you have to drink during the night and day, or is it good enough to drink during the day? So a Smach l'Dover, I'm going to bring you hopefully a better Raya. You see, the mitzvah of Simcha, according to the Tosis Rabbeinu Yehuda, is mechayiv to eat night and day. You can't just eat during the day. You have to eat night and day. If you have to eat night and day, vayis techayis, you have to express the Simcha night and day. It's not good enough to express it during the day. One could bring a raya that also the yayin has to be night and day. If the suit has to be night and day, no, doesn't the yayin have to be night and day? Maybe it's not 100% a raya, but duchsech, it's a mashmoyis hazeh. So therefore, based on this, Rabbi Yisai, you have to drink this coming Tuesday night, meaning a week from now, wine at the Suda. But now I want to tell you another Raya. I want to see what the Olam thinks about this Raya, if it's a Raya Mechras or not, in Halacha L'maisa. Now I found the Sfasemis, the Menchesim Abeis, touches on the Shaila. He is night that you only have to drink once a day. Nope, Sfasemis says, you have to be Mayan. But let me bring you a raya like this. Yeah, but Yoytzid Yayin of Kiddush, but there's other people at the table. And how much Yayin you have to drink, I'm not sure. Someone asked Marish Yeshiva, a barrel Zechron Levracha, is there a vod of Revius? He said, Revius is a shear in a shtia, but for Simcha, there's no shear of Revius. Even though you find by davening, if you drink Revius, you can't daven because you're intoxicated. It seems Revius does the trick. I'm not sure how much you have to drink. Don't overdo it a little bit. But I'm just a little drinking. Is let me tell you a raya. The Gemara says like this: if you drink dalut kaisis shaloi ala seder, meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, you didn't say that God in the middle. The Gemara says the day yayin yotza, you day dalut kaisis la yotza. You were yotza the mitzvah of yayin, but you weren't yotza the mitzvah of dalut kaisis. What does it mean you yotza the mitzvah of yayin? What does that mean? Says Taisis, you yotza the mitzvah of simchas yontif. Shagas Aryeh says Simchas Yontif. One second, there's no Simchas Yontif at night according to many Rishayim. So after Shagas Aryeh, you're right, there's no mitzvah Simcha Midrabbanan at night. But Zicha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha Midrabbanan. So what does the Gemara mean to say? If I drink at night Shaloi Al HaSeder Dalet Kaisis, I am not Mekayim, but I'm Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha Midrabbanan. So Frega Chashai like this. See if you think this is a Shaila. If you tell me I only have to drink once a day, right? I don't have to drink night and day. I only have to drink once a day. So, min haTorah, the first day of Yontif, when must I drink? I can't drink at night because I'm not Yais, and there's no mitzvah simcha at night. I must drink during the day, right? So what is this chadash in the Gemara that if you drink at night, you Yais in the mitzvah of simcha? I have to drink in the day again anyway because I wasn't Mekayim any mitzvah at night, because when you're Mekayim at the Rabbanan, you can't be Mekayim at the Raisa. Maybe you could throw me Reb Tuvia from Vienna, but that's the Shita Siochit. Reb Tuvia of Vienna holds when you Yoytz at the Rabbanan, Yoytz at the Raisa. So Frech HaShaila, what does the Gemara mean? I drank at night, I'm Yoytz of Simcha. It's worthless. I have to drink tomorrow anyway. I have to drink tomorrow anyway. Talk about a case, he can only drink at night, he can't drink tomorrow. Sagan's fine at night. Duchsach. State in Dem Gemara in Masechta Sochem Kufchesim Abeis, there's a chiyuv to drink night and day. Therefore, the Gemara is saying a big chiddush, since Chazal were Masakin, that you have a mitzvah simcha the first night, I have to drink at night and I have to drink during the day. But if you tell me the mitzvah of shti is once a day, so therefore the first day I'm going to have to drink during the day anyway to be yotzei the deraisa. What's the point of drinking at night? I'm not being mekayem the mitzvah of the deraisa anyway. I have to drink tomorrow in order to be mekayem the deraisa. There is no haysofa with my drinking at night. Therefore it's mashma to me from this Gemara that the chiv to be yotzei by shtiyas yayin is the chiv to drink night and day. So therefore the Gemara is mechadish since it's a mitzvah simcha at the first night, so therefore, even though it's the Rabbanan, I'm a chuyah Rabbanan to drink wine. Tosaf, it's a fairly good raya, unless someone wants to be chaylik on it, but l'chur, it's a fairly good raya, it's mashma, that the mitzvah is to drink day and night. So if you want to be machmer, don't make kiddush on grape juice, make kiddush on wine, and be yotzi like this. Now, the Rambam says, in the mitzvah of simcha, the Rambam says in the mitzvah of Simcha that you have to be Michael Aniyim, as I mentioned before, and he relates that the mitzvah of Simcha is mekusher to the pasuk of Tachas Asher Leyavadata Es Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Lekov, which we know is in the Taichacha, that a person didn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with happiness. So the mitzvah of Simcha coming to Shavuos, especially Shavuos says Hakol Moedim Debin and Lachem. Even Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't eat Lachem on other Yom Tovim, but Shavuos everyone holds eat Lachem Yom Shadit LaTorah. And the Rambam says if you don't have Simcha, it's a violation. It's similar to the Halacha or to the pasuk of Tachas Hashloi Yavartas Hashem Lakecha B'Simcha B'Tayv Leiva. What is the tremendous avla of not serving the Ribbono Shel Olam b'simcha? I ask you a shayla. Person after 120 comes bezen shomayla. They say, "Knew what you do wrong? Nothing. Did everything right. Davened, learned, gave tzedakah, took lulav, bought the most expensive matzahs, everything." They say, "Did you enjoy doing it? Couldn't stand it. Didn't want to do it." But he said, "So what'd you do it for?" I knew I'm going to face my Creator, so I did it. I say, Fakar, he's bigger than the guy who enjoyed it, because you go to someone else, he said, "I loved learning, I loved yontif, I love giving stuck, I love helping people." He said, "Fumsar Agra, the person who didn't like to do it seems to be challenged, and he should get more schar." That's what you say superficially. But the Teichacha says, no. Tachas asher lo yavadtes Hashemcha b'simcha b'tuv leibov, it's a terrible aveira. It brings the Teichacha upon us. What is so terrible about that aveira of not serving Hashem b'simcha? You have to do something. You can be a soldier for an army. You know, you say you hate being a soldier. As long as you perform your duties correctly, proficiently, efficiently, you're a good man. You can get the Medal of Honor. But in the Torah, it doesn't work the way. And the pshat is pashut. A person is not well and he still learns. Avadis lefum tzar agra. According to your pain and according to your discomfort, you're going to get more schar. But if a person has a mitzvah and he doesn't have simcha, it shows that he doesn't value it. It's a bizayin. It's a terrible bizayin. A person has simcha, doesn't have simcha, and it comes yontif, or a person's learning and he says, "I'm not happy." Basically, he's saying, "I don't have respect for this. I don't think it's so valuable." If you thought it's valuable, you would definitely treat it differently. It's a tremendous bizayin. If it's such a bizayin, that's what the terrible ched is. How could you learn and not be happy? How could Shavuos come and you be sad? How could you give tzedakah and be disturbed? You have to love to do it because there's treasures in there. It's so important. It's our life. So therefore, the aveira is an aveira being mavaza the Torah. I was by a maisa, maybe I said over once years ago, so it faded from the minds. But I was in the Mir Yeshiva years ago, and I saw a Yid, Rav Yosef Klein, Zichron LeBruch, a Yid Talmud Chacham, he was the Mnal of the Mir Yeshiva. And he went over to Harav Shmuel Birnbaum, my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik LeBruch, and he asked him, Pshat Nashvera Rambam. So he told him, I was a new Rav Shmuel, told him, "Ah, yes, Shvachit, Zut the Pshat in the Rambam." And after Rav Yosef Klein says, yeah, he thanked him, and he went away. Shmuel says, "Rabbi Yosef, come back." He says, "What says Rebbe?" He says, "Voltechigemenai centoys and dollar. What would you do to me?" He answered the question himself. Masami, give me a kiss and a hug. Here, I tell you, Pshat in the Rambam, it says, Toivli Torah Spicha Ma'alfi Zor V'chesef. Mo'ahavti Sar Secha Kol Yoimi Sichosi. I just get a cold thank you. It's, of course, very dramatic, but there's an important point here. There's values we place on things. If you have the Ava, Mo'ahavti Torah Secha, or Mo'ahavti Mitzvah Secha, you value it. You have to be happy. Yontif's coming. We're learning Torah. How could you not be upbeat? You have the opportunity to be Isaac in Dvar and Sha'im Dim Ruma Shalaylam. If you're not so upbeat, it's a big tain on you. It shows you're not valuing it, and therefore it's degrading. I want to tell you one more Maisa, if Shmuel Yosef allows me, because he heard it on Shabbos 2 years ago. But I love this Maisa, and the Chofetz Chaim loves it. No? You know which one I mean. This I just read, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it over, so therefore you can take it for the 100% truth. There was a Gadol Hadar known as Reb David Karlin. Reb David Karlin. I hope I didn't say it over here last time. I just read it right before Pesach. Reb David Karlin was from the Daily Hadar. He's not so known, but from the last generation, Reb David. He was mamish from the Daily Hadar. He used to be with Reb Chaim Briska. And he was very old and very ill, and he was learning Basmoda Rabbah in his house. A person from the Var that came to him, a Meshulach, coming to collect money, knocks on the door. He says he was taken aback by looking at Reb David's angelic face, and he was learning and learning and learning. Finally, Reb David notices him, and he says, "Vos vilste?" He says, "I come from the Vardik, I come from the Vardik, I'm looking for money." He says, "Yeah, avada," he gave him money. Goes back to learn. But the person was so captivated by the sight, he couldn't get his eyes off Reb David, a man in his 80s, 90s, learning with such a smother. He looks up after 15 minutes, says, Vos vilste? He says, "I'm a Meshulach from the Vardik, I'm looking for some donation. Avada. Gave him again. He couldn't leave. It was a sight to behold. This yid, this Gadol Hador, learning with such hasmada and such amelus. 15 minutes later, he lifts up his eyes and he sees the Vardik Meshulach. He says, Vos vilste? He says, "Ich bin a Meshulach from the Vardik, but Rebbe, you gave me twice already." So he told him, he says, "Etzachai, my friend, I want to tell you something. I'm an elderly man." Which happens. Shouldn't happen, but it happens in real life. I'm so forgetful. I can't remember that I gave you 15 minutes ago. But I want to tell you something. When it comes to my learning Torah, I forget nothing. You could ask me in a Rambam, you could ask me in a Tosfos at the end of Sanhedrin, I forget nothing. I just love learning, I can't forget anything. It's a Maisa. This person went to the Chofetz Chaim, this Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it over, and he told the Chofetz Chaim this Maisa, he was so nisrakish. He says, "Avas HaTorah, loves Torah so much, and it defies Teva, you can't remember 10-15 minutes, but a Tosfos you won't forget." It impressed the Chofetz Chaim so much, that when the Chofetz Chaim heard Reb David was nifter, he called this Meshulach to come to Raden to say over this story at a hesped for the Chofetz Chaim. That's the Avas HaTorah. A person who has love for Torah, it reaches out of the normal realm. Your machshav what Torah is, your machshav what mitzvahs are, your machshav what stock is. Okay, it brings you to tremendous happiness. But a person who doesn't, when it comes to yontif, he's a little bit deflated. But when it comes to learning or doing mitzvahs, he's a little bit depressed and he's not so happy. That's a tremendous, tremendous bezoyin. That's the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif teaches us and tells us that we have to be mocker what treasure we have. Ashreinu matoiv kol keinu umanoyim garolein. Everyone should be zoicha to a good Yontif and a chag kosher v'sameach. Is our 1 minute? Okay, let's go back to the Rambam.